I'm Natalie.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
Hi, I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie. And welcome to the 4 Years of Bioengineering podcast.
Okay, so now looking back at everything, do you guys think that this major is the right fit for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's like a good fit for me. I like up until like probably the summer before senior year, so like 6 months ago, like I didn't really know what to do with like my life. And like this major, it exposes you to a lot of different things. Like there's the engineering side of it, and then they also teach you some like medical product development, like going through like all the paperwork. And then there's also like biology related classes, like BioEng 345, which is failure of physiology. I think that's what it is. But yeah, I think it kind of exposes you to all these different things. And like, if you're unsure what you want to do when you like first get into college, this is like a pretty good major for you to like explore different routes in life too. And also like the research labs also give you a lot of different things to go into as well. So yeah.
So I know for me, this major was the perfect fit, but I think it's important to explain why I think it was the perfect fit for me, because it's not necessarily the perfect fit for everybody. So why it's the perfect fit for me is every single quarter has been completely different, and I've enjoyed every single quarter in its own way. As we've talked about before, you'll get experience with biochem and chemistry, but you'll also get experience with circuit design. You'll get experience with lab work. You get experience with all of these different things. And if you like solving problems in different spaces, if you like having your work be a little bit different every day, then this is perfect. If you want to learn as much as possible and be challenged with new things every day in disciplines that are maybe outside of your comfort zone normally, then bioengineering is perfect. And that's why I love it. But if you want to show up every day knowing that it's going to be the same kind of thing that you did last quarter and 2 quarters ago, bioengineering is probably not the right major for you, because there's so much different content that we cover that might become overwhelming. So I love it because it's super diverse, super interdisciplinary.
I would say that the major, well, I believe that any major that I get into, I would like a certain part of it. And a certain part of it sometimes I wouldn't enjoy, and that's bioE for me. There have been a lot of interesting topics that I've learned, like learning how to use MATLAB and being a teacher's assistant for BioEng 217. I wouldn't get these opportunities if I wasn't in bioE. And also learning about the cardiology aspect, cardiology, which is the heart, and its anatomy, and what happens to it if there's like a failure in certain parts of the heart, which is also the class Tin mentioned, BioE 345. And even though majority of the program is focused on the electrical engineering aspect of it, there are classes that also focuses on the biology and how biology intermingles with engineering and how you can use engineering to solve biological problems. And that's an area that I'm very interested in after getting into BioE. And initially it was hard for me to determine where my interests lay, because there were, like Charlie said, there were so many classes that were so different, and it was like a spectrum of things, of new things that you were learning every quarter. And so right now, I would say, yes, the major is the right fit for me. But it took a very long time for me to figure out what I would like to dabble in. And a lot of the classes can be very, very challenging. But I believe that it really trains you to be really resilient and also be open to learning new things. And even if you get a bad grade, it's okay. because at the end of the day, you're already in the program and you're just expected to learn instead of trying to put this goal for yourself where, okay, you have to succeed in every class. But no, all the teachers are really, really welcoming, and the main thing that they want, most of them, the main thing that they want you to do is to learn as much as possible from them. And yeah, so yeah, I would say the major is the right fit for me now.
So for me, yeah, I believe that this major is the right fit. And the reason for this is because, like Charlie was saying, like, oh my gosh, the key word is interdisciplinary. Like, I don't know. I feel like I never expected like how broad this department was, like the field was. It's just every single quarter, it was something new. I felt like, I mean, we dabbled into EE, MEC-E, like Chem-E topics. Like, it was just, I felt that every quarter we learned about a different aspect of bioengineering, the different possibilities, the different like applications and things that we could do with the major. And I just found myself each quarter finding something new or something new that I was like interested in and like enjoyed and thought was maybe cool that I never would find myself like. I feel like with any other major, I wouldn't be able to learn the variety or like the amount of things that I learned in this major. I felt that like there were things that I was learning that like, yeah, I guess that was like one of the things that I really like. I liked being able to learn new things in like different fields that I probably would have never really learned about in any other major, I guess. And the problem solving aspect, being able to solve those problems in those different like, I guess, contexts. Oh my God. Yeah, so that was, I think that's the biggest reason. I just found myself getting excited learning the content every single quarter, and I think that was one of the big realizations. But I feel like one thing that I'm still like struggling with is trying to figure out what I want to do with the major. I feel like there are so many different options. And so I guess, yeah, that's kind of where I'm finding myself struggling, figuring out what I want to do with the major, seeing as that there are so many different things that you can do with it.
Yeah, I treat the program as if it's trying to introduce me to these so many different subfields of bioengineering, and like it's kind of like trying to make you it's kind of trying to attract you to like a different subfield with every class that you take. Just be open to learning, and it's okay if you don't like certain classes, and because there will be classes where you will be interested in and you will want to know more about, and that would lead you to discovering what you specifically would like to learn more and excel in. Yeah,
I completely agree. It's like you kind of like, I don't know, it's like a little taste test. Like you kind of like dabble in like all these like different like aspects of bioengineering, and you like some, you don't like some, and I guess it kind of gives you the chance to, it gives everyone the chance. Some people may have already come in knowing what field or what they want to do with the major, but like, I don't know, it gives you the chance for, it gives the chance for all bioengineering students to kind of see what the, what is going on in the field and like what is going on in bioengineering, what other bioengineers are doing, and just kind of experience it and make that decision, experience it and make the, those decisions for themselves, find out what they like and what they don't like, I guess.
Next question.
So what were some things that you guys wished you knew before applying?
I really wish like they, I knew more about the course content, because I think a lot of people are like this too, where we thought it would be a lot of biology, but really it's mainly engineering. And then we, after we learn those engineering concepts, we apply it to like biology. So it was like a big struggle for me going in, and like the first week in like BioEd 316 was such a struggle. And then like as we progressed, like it got a little better, but yeah, it's just a lot of engineering that I wasn't prepared for. Not like, not that it's a bad thing, it's just like I wasn't prepared for it at all. But yeah, just know that it's a lot more engineering than it is bio.
I mean, I just have to echo the same thing. I knew it coming in because luckily I went to like this info session and there were some past students speaking there, and they said, don't forget, this is an engineering major. There's a lot of math, there's circuit building and so on and so forth. And I remember I was like, great, I'm excited about that. But please don't forget, it is bio engineering, not just bio. And if you want to do bio, that's awesome. Go do bio. And if you don't want to do engineering, don't accidentally get sucked into this major, because there is a lot of engineering.
Yeah. I echo it too. I wished like, for example, BioE 215 would give a small outlook into what the core of BioE would look like, and what would be, what we would be learning, so that we would be more prepared, or like me, I would be more prepared into as I'm going into BioE and learning all these new things. But that being said, now I know that it's possible that my interests can shift. So initially, when I first started out in BioE, I was mainly really interested in like biology and anything biology related. And not to say that I wasn't interested in solving like healthcare problems with novel devices, but more of like my brain was kind of like wired to think more, I guess, soft sciences. I don't know if that makes sense. And then as I took more classes in BioE and like observed like what we learned in class and how we would be able to use it to apply to the different problems that we were trying to solve, I realized that that aspect was also something that I really enjoyed. And if I learned these new skills, I would be able to use them and apply to like medical, medically related stuff. Yeah, so it's just like the way I thought of trying to solve all these like biomedical related problems, it kind of like shifted. I don't know if that makes sense. And I feel like a lot of skills that we learn in BioE is actually self-taught, at least for me. I mean, we do learn a lot of things in class, but the things that you actually remember or like retain is stuff that you're interested in. And then when you really want to find out about something, you actually search for it and then you self-teach. and so on and so forth. So yeah. But yeah, that one thing I would love to know about is the EE aspect of BioE, where we learn all the circuits and the electrical stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely would like to, I guess, forth what you guys have been saying. I don't know what I expected. I mean, I had some idea engineering. I'm going to do like, probably there's going to be some math, right? And like physics and what's up. But I definitely just, I had like, I did not really understand at the time, like what being an engineering major was. I definitely thought that there would be more of an emphasis on the biology aspect. And I never would have imagined that we were going to be working with circuits and, you know, like just, I don't know, definitely it would have been nice to know a little bit more about what the core classes entailed and what the like things we were learning entailed, I guess. Just like Natalie was saying, just cause like, man, I really had no idea, I guess. And it would have been nice to kind of know what I was getting into. So, yeah.
Would it have changed my choice of choosing BioE if I knew that there was so much engineering involved, because it is an engineering program? I would say no, because then I would be more interested in what I would be learning. But then at the same time, I can prepare myself for what's about to come, or like, prepare myself for the amount of information that is so foreign to me. And by preparing myself, I would be able to maybe absorb even more of the information, because I've already gotten over that shock of, oh my gosh, this is a lot of information that I don't know, and I have no idea what the professor is talking about. So yeah, if I had that like preempt of like, okay, you're gonna be learning a lot of very, very new things that you've never learned before, it would prep me to be more interested and be more curious about the things I'm learning. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
I mean, that's such a good point, because it's not like, we're not actually saying that you have to be a math genius to do well in bioengineering. We're not saying you have to come in with these skills. We're just saying, if you choose bioengineering, be ready to handle it, or be ready to learn it. Because there's a chance to learn it, and you could go to office hours, and it's okay to fail. Like, you don't need to be good at it. You just need to be ready that it's coming.
Yeah. I think for me, I spent a lot of the early days like trying to understand my shock. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of information. And yeah, like I've said before, if I knew that earlier, I would be more prepared to start the core classes in BioE.
I completely agree. I don't know. I just feel like for 316, it came as like a shock. Went from taking like bio 200 to like hardcore, like, or maybe not hardcore, but like now I'm doing like it's similar to like the EE introductory course. Like, I felt like, I don't know, it would have been nice to like having that willingness to learn these different topics is all that like is needed, I guess. But it would have been nice to know what things we were getting ourselves into, I guess. Or at least for me, it would have been nice to kind of know what I was getting myself into. So yeah, I agree. It wouldn't really deter me from the major, but just it would have been nice to know. Yeah. Okay, so how did your guys' perception of BioE change after you guys entered the major?
I don't think it really changed that much. I guess like I didn't really know what to expect before I applied, but then like right after I got in, I met like a couple of students, and they all told me like, oh, it's gonna be hard, but because we have like the cohort system, And like the TAs are like students that are like right above us in like 1 year above us. So like they're gonna be like a really good help. And it's like a lot more like in your regular classes, at least for me, I felt like it was very competitive, like, or not regular classes, but like prerequisite classes. Like it felt more like you have to beat the curve basically. But like in BioE, like they really encourage working together. And it, I think that really helped me like mentally get through the major.
Yeah, I think my perspective since entering the major hasn't changed a whole lot. And part of that is like what Tin said of, I didn't fully know what to expect. So hopefully like in the next couple of episodes, we can help you know what to expect a little bit more.
Same. I feel like my perception of BioE changed over the course of 3 years. Initially, it was like, it was curiosity before I got into the major. Right when I got into the major and did the first three core classes, I was in a bit of a shock. and I was like, and then at that point in time, I saw BioE as this really intimidating bubble or like an environment that I was in. And then because it's a cohort system, and then you're able to go to class with the same people every day, it helped me cope with what I was dealing with at the time. And slowly I was able to refocus on what I was supposed to do or like what I wanted to do, which was to find an interest within BioE that I would hopefully be able to research in or use it for an internship maybe, and then bring it to my future endeavors in BioE. And so yeah, now for me, BioE is a lot of things. It helped me, I feel like it did help me increase my how much I can work or like my perseverance. And also just be curious about everything that you come across. And if there is something that really, really interests you, don't lose that opportunity. Yeah, that's it.
So for me, I feel like my perception changed in that I guess I never realized how broad the department was, I guess, and how like BioE wasn't just, I don't know, focused on like one thing. Like there are just so many different aspects, and I guess I never really realized the variety and like the so many different things that you could do with it. So yeah, that's something that definitely changed for me. And then another perception that changed for me after entering the major was that I kind of was going from like this competitive weed out course. So one of you guys also mentioned that that aspect or that like kind of shift from the competitive nature of like our weed out courses to like a department where our peers, like we're all just kind of trying to get through this together. Working together is encouraged. So I guess that's another thing that kind of changed for me. And I wasn't really expecting that. I thought that, I don't know, it'd be just as competitive. We'd all just kind of be, I guess it would, I thought it would be like, yeah, more competition.
Yeah, it's so true. I can't think of a single point where like competing with another BioE student would have made my life better or easier or made my grades better. Like that's insane thinking about that now.
I know. I love the fact that we all just kind of, we're trying to get through this together. We help each other out. And I just love that aspect of it too. And I would have never expected it. So that's something that, like, I'm really happy about, I guess. Because it would have been so much worse, like trying to, like, I don't know. I really hated that part, I guess. That whole idea of competing against each other, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Bad mindset to have.
So unhealthy. Yeah, I guess that's why imposter syndrome is so prevalent in such competitive programs, is because, like, you're not taught to work with other people. You're taught to compete with other people, or like compare yourself to other people. Or even if you're not taught to compete with other people, you naturally do, because it is a competitive environment, and we tend to compare ourselves to another person who's trying to get the same thing, when we should be actually working together to achieve the same thing. And it doesn't matter who gets into the major, or like who gets the better grade. But yeah, I think we grow better together than apart.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just feel like, yeah, that whole competitive aspect makes it so that we look at one another and like kind of try to one-up each other, I guess, or make sure that, like, I don't know. I really just kind of hate that whole idea. And it definitely did contribute to the imposter syndrome, I guess, that a lot of people probably experience. I know I did, definitely coming into the major. So yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree.
So as we wrap up here, are there any resources that we want to point out to students who are looking to apply to the bioengineering department?
I think the website is like a pretty good resource. It has like a schedule that lays out like when you take your bio classes, and also if you're pre-med, it also like gives you that sample schedule too. And it also lists like the capstone projects that you can go into, which I would read into before you like pick a research lab or like pick your capstone project.
One resource I'll throw out there, and this works for any engineering, is go look at the research in the department. If you like the research that's in the department, you'll probably also like the major. And so don't limit that to bioengineering. Go look at Chemi, go look at Mechie, go find the biology-based stuff that's being done in those majors and see which one seems most interesting, because that's a really good way to gauge what's going on in the department.
I just want to like second what Charlie just said, because that was a big factor in me deciding what major I wanted to do. That was one of the things I ended up doing, looking at the research in the department of biochemistry as well as bioe, and that's how I kind of made my decision. So definitely look through that. And another resource that I wanted to mention that you could start doing, you can do, is looking at DARS. So that's basically, I wonder if everyone's pretty familiar with that or not, but it allows you to kind of see what courses are necessary for completing a degree in different majors. You can pick through and look through and see what courses are like required for people to take, and you can look through and see more about those courses. So I wish I kind of did that. I guess that would have been one way to kind of see what, I guess, each major would entail, and like just kind of see what things. So yeah, I think that might be kind of helpful to do. I know I looked through DARS a lot to kind of make sure I was getting the courses or getting the prerequisites that I needed for my majors, but so yeah, that's like one thing you can do, just making sure that you get all the prereqs, look through DARS.
Yeah, Charlie and Naomi mentioned resources about prereqs to get into the major. And I think another aspect would be to get to know like seniors or students who are already in the major by taking maybe bioe intro courses that have bio ETAs and then approach those TAs with your questions about how the program would be like, or how are the classes like, and opportunities that you are interested in but can't get to yet because you're not in the major yet. And even though they're not prereqs where you can check where you're at and stuff, but I think it would emotionally and mentally help you prepare for what's about to come when you get into the major.
Yeah, I completely agree, Natalie. Looking or talking to upperclassmen in classes like is it 215 or 217? And like asking them what the courses are like, what the major is like, just looking, or I guess asking upperclassmen in the major that you're interested in to get more information about that major is a really great resource as well. Definitely don't take like one person's word to like as like it, but just like reaching out to like upperclassmen like us to ask questions is also a really good way to learn more.
We're not scary. It may look like, I know this, when I was a junior, seniors looked really intimidating, but they're actually not. They're really, really nice, and they're willing to answer all your questions. So ask questions.
We're actually just really goofy and we mess around a bunch and like just normal people.
Yeah.
Just to summarize some of that stuff. So when we talk about looking for research, if you go to like, if you just type in UW chemical engineering or UW bioengineering, if you just type that in, search it up, and then you'll find a department page and you can click on the people who are doing research and the professors who are doing research, and that'll show you their research. What Naomi mentioned is, I know one way is if you go to myplan.udub.edu, and then there's like a thing that says DARS, audit your degree. That's one way to get to that. And then talk to students. And bioengineering 215 is one of the classes we mentioned. That's the intro to bioengineering problem solving.
This is Natalie.
Naomi.
Ted.
And I'm Charlie. And as always, transform yourself into a new domain of engineering.